al shefa chadesh and yisurif. At the end of the pasuk, after it says to burn it on top of the eitzim al eish, it says again where al shefa chadesh and yisurif. So it says the word yisurif at the end of the pasuk. And the more amri who yisurif, that's what the pasuk says again. The word yisurif at the end of the pasuk is to tell me other, teach me other things. Mi bor lo lekra tain, like we learned yisurif. Af al pi shein shom desh and yisurif. Even though these Purim HaNesrofim, you're supposed to burn it where? Not in the Beis HaMikdash itself, but rather outside. The Pasuk says, where outside the Beis HaMikdash? The same place where you put Al Shefach HaDeshim. The same place where you put the Trumas HaDeshim, or the Shefach HaDeshim. When you used to clean out the ashes on top of the Mizbeach, you used to take it and throw it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the same place where you throw the ashes outside, that's where the din is you're supposed to burn these Purim HaNesrofim. So the chiddush is, Afal pi shein shom desh in yisurif. I would think maybe only if there's ashes in that place which was taken off from the mizbeach, on top of those ashes, you have to burn these Purim HaNesrofim. What about if there's no ashes there? Maybe you can't burn it there. Kamash v'lo, no. You surf any place, even if there's no ashes there. And Afal pi sheitz or berubay. Even though what? Even though when you're burning these Purim HaNesrofim, the fire caught on to rove of the meat, that's not enough. Don't think that's called Beis Yisrael. It was burnt in fire, and fire caught upon most of the animal. No, you have to wait until Mamash Yisrael, until the whole meat got burned up completely. You have to still be Isaac there. Shrashi, Afopisha, Hutzat, or Berubai, Yisasik boy, Akshatig Masrefa. Still, you have to stay there and watch to make sure the meat gets burnt well. Everything that burns up. It's not enough just roast. That's the apostolic of Yisrael. So it's not a apostolic to tell me that Lavdask Eish. Anything that was heated from fire, the Ikka Pasuk is Dafkin fire. This Yisrael to tell, teach me other halachas. But Ravina Omar Korach V'toni. Ravina says different terrors. Rashi says, if he's coming to answer, Hod the Parchas Liel the Rebbe. Med Yitzvach Michvas Michvas V'bui Gecheles, Lo Tikshu the Mastisim Meshabeshti. That the Kasha was Rebbe before said, that if you put your Korban Pasuk on top of coals, it's good. It's called Tliesh. So you see, coals is called Eish. The Kashan Rebbe was, here by the Pasuk of Michvas Eish, if you get a burn from fire that gives you a shame shchin, we say only from fire mamish. How do we know if you burn yourself from a coal, it's also called a shchin? From a new Pasuk, Michva. So the question was, according to Rebbe, what am I need a new Pasuk for? You're telling me cold is called Eish mamish. So Ravina gives a terrace like this. Ravina Makarach Vatoni, Michvas Eish, the Pasuk says you're burned from a fire. It says like this, Ein liyela shenichva beish ubegacheles. He puts the two things together. I only know from the word Eish whether you burn from fire mamish or else from coals. Coals is also considered fire. Now the Brisa means nichva beremetz. What about if you only get burnt from the hot ashes or the hot earth there? Or else besid roseach or begasosis roseach, different type of lines. Lime that's hot lime. Or bechol davar bo machmesor lesuya chamior. I don't know if you burn yourself in hot water minayin. For these things need a ribakru. Tam Lerman, the Pasuk says, Michva, Michva, Riba. But Avadis, you only need this Pasuk when we're talking about lime or else the hot ashes. But Gecholim, hot coals, that is like Rebbe holds, that's called Eish Mamish. So the Pasuk would have just said one time, Michva Seish, I would know included in fire is coals. Coals is called Eish. That's why it's good Rebbe. Rebbe before said by the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to roast the Korban Pesach on top of coals. Coals is also called Eish. Marava Rami. Rami asked the theory, asked the kasha. Miyama Rebbe, is it true that Rebbe said, Kecholim Ikri Eish, that Kecholim, cold, is called fire, and that's why he said, if you take your Korban Pesach and put it on top of hot coals, it's your Yaitse, that's called Tliesh. Even though you don't have fire there, but hot coals is also called fire. Is it true that's what Rebbe said, or Reminu have a kasha? Kecholim, there's no din, you have to take coals. So Rashi said, this is going on the Pasuk of the Avodas Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol used to go Lefnai Lefnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would go with the Keteris. How do you burn the Keteris? The Keteris was, used to take a shovel full of the coals from the outside Mizbech HaChitzon, take it in the shovel, and you take the shovel full of the hot coals, and bring it inside to the Mizbech HaPnim, put it down on top of the Mizbech, and then you take the Keteris and throw it on top of the coals. So the Pasuk there says, Rashi Gicholim, V'lokach molei hamachto gachleyesh. That's what the Torah says. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to take this shovel full of coals, he has to take molei hamachto, a full shovel full, gachleyesh, coals of fire. That's what the Pasuk says. Now the Gemara dashes, Reminu Abakasha. Gachle, the Pasuk says, Gachle Yesh. Yochul Oimimois. I would think even if the coals are dying out, they're not like red hot. Oimimois always means Lashon, the coals are dying out. Maybe that's also called Gachle Yesh. Talmud Loime Eish. No, that's why the Pasuk says, V'lokach Mole Hamachta Gachle Yesh. Coals of fire means it has to be red hot. But if they're dying out already, if it's not red anymore, that's no good. Yeah. If the Torah says Gachla Yesh, Yochla Shal Hevis, maybe it means you have to have fire there, Mamish. It's not enough even to have red hot coals, but there has to be a Shal Hevis. You have to have a flame. Maybe Eish means Mamish a flame. Talmud Lema, the post says Gachla. No, it's enough to have coals. Hokate said, how do you have both things? Torah says Gachla Yesh, coals of fire. Maybe min haloichshes. It means you have to have red hot coals. They can't be dying out white coals. They have to be red hot. Loichshes means that they're red hot. So what do you see here? Alma gecholim lo yikri esh. You see, the chur the gecholim is not called esh. That's the kashir. You see, the Mara says if it says esh, I would have thought maybe esh means the flame mamish. The pasuk says no gachalei. So what was the Gemara's kasha? I would think fire mamish. You're telling me Rebbe says that coals is fire mamish. So here you see from this b'risa here that coals is not called fire. And if a Torah would have just said Eish, I would think you have to have a flame there. But the Torah says Gachal Eish, it says coals, so that's how I know even a red-hot coal is also good. This is the kasha on Rebbe. Let's see Rashi. Gachal Eish, Rashi, v'lokach moli amata Gachal Eish. V'yim ne'ma Gachal, if the Torah would have just said coals, v'loy ne'ma Eish, yochal gecholam oimimois, kavuyos. I would have thought dying out coals already. The white coals is also good. But you don't have to have red hot coals. Tahanes lav gecholim hu. Stoma el eish. I would have thought red hot coals, that's not called coals. That's called mamish fire. Hey, so I would have thought, what's called coals? Dying out coals. Talmud the Pasuk says eish. Bosta gecholim. Lohovi yasa loichshes. No, you have to have red hot coals. So in nam eish, but nam gecholim, the Torah would have just said the word fire and not the word coals. Yochosh levis. I would have thought your mamish have to have a flame. And even red hot coals is not enough. The lav eish stomaninu. That's not called fire. I would think when the Torah says the word fire, fire means you need a flame. Talmalema, therefore the Pasuk has to say gachal yesh. Says no, you have to take coals of fire. Ki kasvinu tavayu. Now the Torah says two things here. Gachal yesh, coals of fire, mash megecholim sheish lemesh. It means a coal that has fire, which means a red hot coal. So, Kura, Kopon, there's the Kasha to Rebbe. Here at Samashim, a regular coal is not called fire by itself. For the Gemara, though, Bagufa Kasha. I have a Kasha on the Brice itself. It itself is a Kasha. Our Mati is starting off, Gachalei, it says coals. Yochel Oimimois, I would think dying out coals is also cool. Why would I think only dying out coals? Because Alma, Alma, we see, Loichashois, because if it meant red hot coals, Eishninu, that's called fire. So the Brisa starts off, and we just said the word coals. I would think, what does coals mean? Not fire, not red hot coals, but rather dying out coals. So you see, red hot coals, that's called fire. What does it say in the Sefer? E-H, if the Torah would have just said the word fire, I would think, Yochoshel Hevis. What does fire mean? It has to be a flame there. But red hot coals without a flame is not called fire. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk says, Gachalei. No, it's enough to have coals, red hot coals without a fire. Alma, what do you see from here? Afilu loichashois, lav eishninu. You see red hot coals, but if there's no flame there, it's not called a fire. So, of course, it's even the price itself. The beginning of the price is, mashma, red hot coals is called a fire. That's why Gecholim only means dying out coals. And the Sefer says, when it says the word eish, I would think a flame, but not red hot coals. Of course, it's even the price itself. The Yomer Rav Sheshit answers the Brisa like this. The Yomer Rav Sheshit Hachik Ketonah. This is the Brisa means. Gacholim. If the Torah would have just said Gacholi, just would have said coals. Yochel, I would have thought. Bein Oimimois, Bein Loichshes. No, whether it was going out or whether it's red hot. Either one of the two is good. That's what I would have thought. Talmud Loimesh. The Pasuk says Eish. There has to be a fire there. Only Loichshes and not Oimimois. Eish. If the Torah would have said the word fire alone, Yochel Shal Hevis. I would have thought you have to have a flame. Talmulayim agachalim. Talmulayim agachalim, you have to have a coals. Okay, said, what does this mean? Maybe min haloichshes. You have to bring one from the red hot ones. Therefore, it's not such a stereo. Abim mikol mokom kecholim loikri esh. But I call upon him at the kasha to Rebbe. The here you see clearly, even red hot coals It's not called Eish. Like it says, if it would have just said the word Eish here, I would have thought it means a flame, fire mamish. But now that it says the word Gachalei, therefore I say it means even red hot coals. But you see, even red hot coals is not called Eish. So it's a steeper to Rebbe. How did Rebbe before say, if you put your Korban Pesach on top of coals, it is called Fliyesh? Here we see it's not called Eish. So the more Akash of the Rebbe, it's Akash and Rebbe. So Amar Abaye says, Tiratochi. This is the way you should answer this Braisa. This Braisa is not Shver, according to Rebbe. The Braisa means like this. Gachali. The Torah would have just said the word Gachalim, just coals. Yokol Aymamois Velerlochshis. I would think the Torah means Badafka, dying out ones. They're only white. They're not red. That's what I would have thought. Talmud Loim Eish. Therefore the Pasuk says no Eish. And you can't have dying out coals. You have to have something that looks like fire. It has to be at least Eish. E-Eish, the Torah would have just said the word Eish. Yochol, I would think like this. Rotsa shall heves yovi, rotsa gecholos yovi. The Torah would have said the word Eish, I would think you have your choice, like Rabbi holds. A flame mamish, avada, that's called Eish. And who are then avada, red hot coals without a flame, would also be called Eish. That's what I mean. That's what the Braisa means. The Torah would have just said the word Eish, I would have thought you have your choice. You could take it with a flame there, or you could take it without a flame, just with the coals. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk says, Gachalim. No, a Badafka has to be a coal. So you can't take a flame by itself, you can't take Eish by itself, if Badafka has to have coals. That's Pshan the Pasuk. Hokei said, how do you have to do it? Maybe min aloshes. You have to take red hot coals. That's what Abai is answering. Kamila's good Rebbe. The Habimin was, the Torah would have said the word Eish. Eish means fire. Fire means one of two things. Either it means a flame mamish, and we'll soon see the Habimin is even without coals, just the flame itself. We'll soon see how you can have that. Just the flame by itself, that's what I would have thought. Or else you have red hot coals, it's also called fire. So it's not a steer to Rebbe. That's true. The Pasuk says Eish. Eish means coals. Coals also means fire. Just the Havre Minim, as I would think, you could even have fire by itself without coals. Talmud Leima, that's what in the Pasuk here, no. Gachle Eish. You have to have the fire attached to coals. You have to have red hot coals there. That's Pshat. So man, it's not a kasha to Rebbe. Omar Rabba, Omar Rava, what are you saying? That Rotsa Gecheles Yavi, Rotsa Shleves Yavi. What are you saying about it? What's Pshat in the Braisa Eish? I would think you have your choice. If you want to bring red hot coals, if you want to bring fire, bring the flame itself without coals. For the Gemara Shleves Beloy Gecheles, Hechem Shkachas Lo. How are you going to have here? The Kohen Gadol had to go and take his Molei Machta. He had to take a whole shovel full of fire from the Mizbech HaChitzein and bring it inside the Mizbech HaPnim and put it down on top of the Mizbech HaPnim in order to have fire there in the Mizbech, and then you put the Keteris on top of the fire. How do you carry fire without a flame, without coals? You just take the fire itself, the flame itself, it goes out. What do you take? You take the shovel and just grab the fire itself and carry it. It'll go out. So that's the Havamina. How can you say Havamina? I would think fire means fire itself without coals. Like, how do you get the fire by itself? Now, that wouldn't be shver. To go in the shvaya lemona mashka. I tell you, we're talking about that first. You take your machtom and smear it with oil. Put nice olive oil there. Take shemen zayis there. V'yas levenura. And now let this pan catch fire from the mizbech hachitzen. So now the fire is got torch. You have a torch of fire now. The oil there is burning. And carry this to the mizbech hachitzen. That's what I thought would have been good. Talmud leimah gachla yeshno. The fire dask has to be attached to coals. You can't have just fire by itself. You have to have coals. But there is a hechatin to how you would get over there, the fire, burning oil, without having coals. So this part is off part of Kasha. So Rav has answered back, that's not pshat. If that's the case, I don't need a pasuk for that. Pshita, that's not the way you do it. In your own private house. Nobody carries fire that way. When you want to carry fire from one place to another place, it's not nice to light up a pan with oil and make a fire going there and carry the fire one place to another place. It's not covetic. That's not the way you carry fire. Havad in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you're taking the fire on Yom Kippur from the Mizbeach HaChitzon into the Mizbeach HaPnim, Havad, that's not the way you're going to carry the fire. So Pshit, I don't need a Pasuk for that. The Pasuk can't be telling me that don't you take the fire such a modern way that you take your machtos and smear it with oil and let it burn up there and bring it inside. That's not Mastav Latera means that. Answer, we're back to Shver on Rebbe. What is I hear from Mashem of fire is not coals, and Rebbe says coals is called fire. Hello, my Rova. Tira Tzach, this is what you have to answer the Brayta according to Rebbe. Gachlin, if Tara would just said the word Gachlai, Yochalai would think I'm a moist. V'loi loichshes, you bedavka have to have dying out coals and not red hot coals. Talmudai me'esh, the Pesach says fire, esh. E'esh, if Tara would have just said the word esh, Yochal yovi machza gecholis, o machza shel heves, that's what I would think. Half of the pan should be with hot coals, and half of it should be fire. And ad ayil gevoyi have a kula gecholis. That's the pshat. That by the time you come inside, those things will become fire. I would think machza gecholis or machza shalevis. Because the shalevis taka true means half of the coals have to be mamish burning, fire coming out of it. Now the other half could be just regular coals. Now you take this out from the mizbech hachitzen. Now while you're walking from the mizbech hachitzen into the mizbech hapnim, the other coals will catch fire, and by the time you come inside, the whole thing will have an H coming out of it. That's what I would have thought. The whole thing becomes cold. Forget, the whole thing becomes cold then. Talmud the post says, no. V'lokach mole yamachta gach layesh. Miyala mizbeach. That mishas lekicha nevi gecholim. Bishash, you take it out of the mizbeach achitzin, those things have to be coals already. As you can't over there take out machatzi, take out machatzi gecholis or machatzi shalheves. Rash say machatzi gecholis machatzi to go in ud. You'll take out a piece of wood there. Shutzatz or berubay. You'll take a piece of wood that the fire caught onto it, rove of the wood. Yitam mizbeach achitzin. You'll take this out from the outside mizbeach. The bein gecholos or bein shalheves mikri. It's in between. It's between a coal and between a fire. You're taking a wood that has fire attached to it. So it's considered really fire. There's fire here. It's a mixas coal because the fire is about to burn up the wood to make it into a coal. So that's why I think you're allowed to take. The chimati hosim when you mizbeach achitzin lefnai lefnim when you take it from the chimati hosim mizbeach achitzin when you take it out of the outside mizbeach. To the inside, heavily kula gecholis. It will be considered like the whole wood now is like burning up into coals. It will be called a coal then. Because to bring it into mizbeach apnim the way it is right now, just wood that's burning. Even in front of a boss of a dumb, you don't do such a thing. You don't bring in a piece of wood that has a fire on it. It makes smoke. It's not nice that way. That's the pshat. It's not nice when you bring hot coals to somebody, you don't bring it when it's smoking. If the smoke is coming out, it's not nice. So the Havamina is, I would think that you're allowed to take out of the Zbech HaChitzoin this piece of wood that has a mikzas din. It's a wood right now that's burning on fire. So it's not called Gecholim yet, it's not called coals yet, but it's called Esh right now. So it's a half of the nation, half of Gecholim. And that will be mutter because by the time you come into the Zbech HaPnim, with that Lefnei Lefnim, it already burnt up the wood completely. Now, like the smoke and the fire went away, you only have Gecholim. Maybe that would also be kosher. Talmud Leiman, no. V'lokach mole yamachta gach layesh mi'alam Zbech. That means b'shas lekicha nevi Gecholim. At the time when the Kohen Gadol goes to the Zbech HaPnim and has to take a shovel full from the outside Zbech, right then you have to take only coals. At that time, you can't take wood that has fire on it and rely on the fact that by the time you get inside, the fire will die out already and it'll be a coal. No, it's not enough to have coals. B'shash comes to the Zbech HaPnim. You have to have the coals. B'shash lekicha. B'shash you take it off. The Zbech HaKitzin, it has to have a shame coals. But avad the Eish itself, kecholim would be called Eish. So man, there's no spirit to Rebbe. Fitting Mastam Mashali, boilihu. Oim amois, oi amamos. How is it called, these dying out coals? Is it with an aleph or with an ayin? Omer Reb Yitzchok, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Arozim loy amamuhu, veganu lekin. The strong arozim, cedar trees, lemu would not like burnt up. So they lost with an ayin, so it's written with an ayin. So it does not with an aleph, but rather with an ayin. So that's the Mishnah. Noga becharsei shotaner. When you're roasting your korban Pesach, and it's in the oven right now, you're roasting it, what happens? The piece of the meat, part of the meat, touches the charsei taner, touches the sides of the oven. Usually the oven is made out of a kli cheres, an earthly kli. So the meat now touches the side of the oven. Is halacha yikloif es mekoymai. You have to be kolof, you have to peel off that piece of meat, and you can't eat that piece of meat. Why not, says Rashi? Notav b'chasa shocheres. Noga pesa b'chasa shotanim. A piece of the meat, the korban pesach, touches the side, the cheres of the tanner, is yiklif. You have to peel off now a piece of meat, mina pesach, from your korban, mokim shenoga b'tanner. The piece of the meat where it touched the tanner. The first big gemara. Shenizbashel shom michoy matanner. Because the piece of meat that touched the side of the oven is considered bishel. It was cooked from the oven. For loit sliyesh is not called sliyeshu. Because Armin Liel, Mishum Shinemat Sliyesh Sliyesh Nepomim, Lamute Tanisha Gofu, Becheris Atfanes, Gorif Yaymetu. You can't cook it from anything else, only from fire. So here, the sides of the oven that heated up, is that called Eish? No. The oven itself, the walls of the oven is called heated from the fire, but it itself is like a hot piece of Kli Cheris. So when the piece of meat touches this hot Cheris, consider this hot Cheris now cooked it. So that piece of meat was not roasted from the fire, but rather from the side of the tanner, therefore you can't eat it. That's not called sliyesh, you have to be kerlif. Cut it off and throw it away. What about notaf meroitfoy ala cheres? Some of the juices of the korban pesach dripped onto the cheres, onto the side of the tanner, of the oven. Ve'chazer elov, and after this juice dripped onto the side of the oven, it fell back onto the korban pesach. Here's alocha yitlef mekoymai. Again, yeah, here it's not just on kerlif, peel off, but it's lashon yito, a little further deep. You have to take an etzba's worth, like an inch of the korban you have to throw away of the meat. And the same reason here, because this juice, when it went onto the side of the oven, it became cooked from the oven. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat this juice. So when this juice falls back into the korban, it gets nivlat, balei, it goes into the meat. How far down? Yitlas mekoyme, kadei netila. So Drashi, notaf betana mirotash ala cheres. From the juice falls onto the oven. The chazer elosh, chayze shumin, this fat that came out of the meat that went onto the oven falls back into the korban. Shenischamim min acheres v'nivul pesach is yitlas mekaymein. L'sagale b'klip. Here it's not enough just to peel it off. Ela benetila yofa yofa. You have to take out a better piece. But uviyov, a little thickness here. Why? The shumin nivla b'toychi harbi, because fat is belay, it gets swallowed up pretty deep down. And this shuma, this fat, you're not allowed to eat now. Because since this fat touched the sides of the tanner, it was like cooked. Machmas the tanner, and not machmas the fire. Therefore, you have to make a denatila, which is usually the size of an etzba. You have to go like an inch deep into the meat and cut it away and throw it away. Weiter. Notav me roitfoy ala soilis. Let's say some roitfoy, some fat, the fat of the korban pesach, fell onto soilis, onto some flour. You have to do is a locha yikma tesmekoymai. So you're not allowed to eat that part because that juice is also teat. That's the juice, the fat that came out of the korban pesach, and it touched the side of the oven, so it was like roasted from the oven. It's not called sliyesh. So you're not allowed to eat it. So when it falls onto solus, onto your dough now, you have to make a kmitza. Like pull off that part of the dough and throw it away. Drashi not motosaitai. First big gemara besolus resechas. It's talking about a hot dough. The matzvei roitfoy mechoy masolus. Don't forget, we're not talking about it fell onto the oven. No, not for me, right for our souls. Okay, the juice, the fat from the korban pesach dripped down directly onto bread that was in the oven at the same time. It fell into hot bread. Our souls is a locha. So now this juice, since it touched the hot bread, the bread is hot. So the bread is also cooking up this juice. Therefore, it's not called pliyesh, but it's called rather cooked machmas dovracher. So you're not allowed to eat the juice. Therefore, the juice that was balea, swallowed up into the bread, is yikmas es mekoymai. You have to grab out a piece of that bread and throw it away. What?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see any more, maybe. Yeah.
You smear the korban pesach with oil from truma. Is alocha im chabur kahanim yoichlu. If the kahanim are here, they're allowed to eat it. And just putting shuman around the meat does not make it bishul. It's still called sliyesh, and the kahanim are allowed to eat it. Im shel yisroel. If let's say it belongs to the yisroel, so since you have truma on it now, they're not allowed to eat the truma. Is im chayu. If the meat is still raw, you didn't cook it yet, it's not hot. Yidichenu. Just wash off the truma. It wasn't belay yet. Just wash it off. Let's say you're ready, roasted already. If it's sli, is yiklof es achitzen. Then the locher is you have to take it cut off. Yiklof is achitzen. Sochu b'shemen shomay sheni. Let's say you smeared around the Korban Pesach shemen shomay sheni. Is a locher lo yasen odomin. You're not allowed to sell it like we poyder it. Al b'nei chabura shein poyder my sheni. Start the Mishnah over again. You daf ayin heyim a base. The last Mishnah. Noga becharsoi sholtana. You have the korban pesach, the meat that's roasting now in your oven, and the meat touches the charsoi sholtana. Touches the side of the tanner. The charis usually is made out of earthly keli, the oven itself. So the meat now touches the sides of the oven. Is yiklef es mekoymei. The place that the meat touched the side is also, you can't eat that meat. You have to be kolef, like peel it off. And the reason is because the locher is tzliyesh. It has to be roasted only from the fire itself. Now the piece of meat that touches this hot side of the tanner is roasting it. That's possible. Torah says tzliyesh two times and not from something else. If you have a hot metal or a hot klicheris cooking up the Korban Pesach, that's possible. So the part of the meat that touched the wall of the tanner is being roasted from the oven, that's possible. Therefore, yiklov, you have to call it like peel it off that piece of meat. What about notaf meroit fi alacheris? Let's say some of the oil, some of the juice of the Korban itself fell off and hit the side of the oven again. The chazarelov, after this juice, the roitiv, the fats of the Korban Pesach hit the side of the oven, it went back into the meat, into the Korban Pesach. Here the locher is yitel es mekoymei. As we say, this juice is osur again because it was cooked from the side of the oven. Now when this fat goes back into the Korban, since it's fat, it's baleya, it dissolves further into the meat. So it's not enough kerlev just to peel it off, but rather yitel is a deeper. You have to take off a netzpa, the thickness of a netzpa of the meat. You have to take off. Yitel, take it out. Yitel es mekoymei. What about notaf meroit fel asoilis? Let's say some of the juice from the Korban Pesach, the fats, fell down on top of a dough. And the dough is talking about where the dough is hot. So when the juice now falls onto the dough, the hot dough is like baking, like cooking this juice. So it's also to eat it now, because this juice comes from the Korban Pesach, and it's not a tzliyesh, it's being roasted from something else, so you can't eat this juice. So the juice now goes into this asoilus, into this flour, so yikmes es mekoymei. You have to make a kmitza, like take out a good piece of the dough and throw it away. The part of the dough that has the belia, has the taste of this juice, you have to throw away. Now we're talking about that this juice that fell off the Korban Pesach, it wasn't completely roasted yet. And that's pshita. Once the Korban was completely roasted, completely done already, now if the juice falls onto something else, it wouldn't become asur. We're talking about the Korban wasn't completely done yet. So the juice that falls out of the Korban, it still has to be done yet. So what's finishing it off? When it hits the bottom dough is finishing it off. So that's asur to eat that juice. Therefore, yikmat es mekoymei. What about sochu b'shem and truma? On top of your Korban Pesach, you shmid it, you put shemen oil that came from Truma. It depends. Im chaburas kahanim yoichlu. If the chabur, the people that own this Korban, are all kahanim, very good, they're allowed to eat the Korban. Hey, that's not a concern from Bishul. Since you only have a small amount of shemen on the outside of the meat, now you put this meat in the fire and it's roasting, it's still called sliyesh. There's no psul, it's not called you're cooking the meat, it's only a small amount of oil. Yisrael can eat it. That's enough community. We're just telling it in.
No, what if you put regular shemen in Yisrael? That's regular.
I'll be mutter. I'll be mutter. Just telling the halacha now that if the kohanim there, they're allowed to eat it. And the chiddush is im shel Yisrael. But let's say the Yisraelim and the people are Yisraelim. So im chayu, if the meat is raw, yidichenu. It's telling these chiddushim. It would be regular shemen. Pshita be mutter. That's what we said. It's not a question of bishul. It's only called sliyesh. Just if the shemen is truma, so now if it's the meat was still raw, you didn't put it into the fire yet, just you just have to wash it off, and the shemen goes off it, and you can eat it now, Yisrael. The imtslihu, let's say the meat is being roasted, it's hot already, then yiklef es achitzen. Then you have to make a klipa, you have to peel off all around the meat, the outside of the meat you have to throw away, because that has belias of truma, and Yisrael can't eat it. But the rest of the carbon, though, Yisrael's allowed to eat. What about sochu b'shemen shomayt sheni? Let's say they've smeared some oil that came from Eis Yisheni around the Korban Pesach. So Locher is now Lo Yasenu Domin. It has a din like Eis Yisheni now. It's Boleya. It's swallowed up into the Korban. And you have to eat it with Kedushas Eis Yisheni. You can't be poider it. Lo Yasenu Domin. Al Bnei Chabura. The people of Chabura can't say we'll put some money and we'll be poider this Eis Yisheni to make it like regular chulin. You can't do that. Why? Shein poidin Eis Yisheni b'Yishlayim. Once the Eis Yisheni came into Yishlayim, the Loch Ridge Badafka have to eat it there with the Kedushas Eis Yisheni, and you're not allowed to be poidur it. Nagrashi says, the Pasuk only says, Dechi Yirbe Mimcha Haderech, from the Satra Kesef. If you have a far away journey to go to Yishlayim, before you get to Yishlayim, you can be poidur it onto money, and just take the money to Yishlayim. But once the Eis Yisheni enters Yishlayim, you can't be poidur anymore. You have to eat the Eis Yisheni with Kedushas Eis Yisheni. This is the Mishnah. Sotik Gemara. Itma, a famous machloikis. Cham, or some. Cham letoy cham divri hakol osur. Let's